98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Brendan, you're going to be speaking about a particular planet this morning.
Yes, I am. In fact, I'm starting with that this morning.
Is there life on Mars?
Somebody's just paid an absolute fortune for a big chunk of rock that they've been told fell from Mars.
Fell where?
So the rock, which weighs 25 kilograms, was found in the Sahara Desert by a meteorite hunter.
Oh dear.
In November 2023.
That didn't land on anyone.
Yeah, I know. Apparently it was blown off the surface of Mars by a massive asteroid strike.
It's travelled a long way.
Well, I'll tell you exactly how long. 225 million kilometres to Earth.
Wow.
Now,
I'm wrecked doing a commute.
You know, like when you buy things on like websites, you know the way you can buy like fancy bags on those resale sites and they have to be...
verified.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, did somebody verify this meteorite hunter's
rock? Do you compare it? Like, you know?
I don't know. But I would hope that this has been verified, right? Because it was put up for auction in New York the other day where I'm told bidding was quote unquote slow.
Right.
The auctioneer did a great job though of trying to coax more offers. Imagine like, and can I get $5 for this rock, please? Because in the end, the chunk of Mars rock sold for just over 4 million euro.
4 million?
Now you'd want a little certificate, wouldn't you?
You really would.
Right? At the same auction, a very large piece of bone, believed to be a dinosaur skeleton, stole the show.
Did it.
So if you think 4 million for a piece of rock was bad, unlike the lump of Mars, the dino created a dash between six bidders. There was an absolute frenzy and the very large bone sold for more than 25 million euro. The bone belonged to a creature called the Ceratosaurus nasinorus, is what I'm going to say. And I absolutely butchered that, which was basically like a smaller version of the T-Rex.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, I'd want a little certificate of verification.
To verify.
Up next, police in California were left blushing after a recent emergency call. Someone dialed 911 after they spotted a person trapped in the rushing water of a canal.
Oh no.
Responders very quickly jumped to the rescue. Happened in an area that sits between Monterey and Yosemite.
Yeah.
When the cops got there, they quickly realised what one caller thought might have been a body was in fact a lifelike, life-size adult toy.
Oh no, what a waste of time.
They called in someone from the canals team who had a pair of gloves to dispose of the apparently used item.
Oh dear.
Finally this morning, a modern tale about the woes of online maps. A woman just trying to do her food shop had to be told that the Lidl that she turned up to was in fact not a real one. The unidentified woman was in the Dublin 4 area yesterday. It is so ridiculous. She was in the Dublin 4 area yesterday when she searched online for the nearest Lidl.
Yeah.
Google Maps told her there was one just around the corner very conveniently.
Oh, great.
But the problem is that it directed her to the Lidl, which is on the set of Fair City. Yes, the...
I can't believe it comes up on Google Maps.
On Google Maps. It's absolutely mad. So the poor woman had been sent on a wild goose chase to Carrickstown. Lidl only opened in Carrickstown a couple of months ago because if you do watch the show, you'll know that the old Spar was flooded on St. Stephen's Day.
Was it?
Yeah, so it was flooded.
Is that
so,
what happened?
So the part, now, I don't watch it. This is what I believe happened. So the Spar flooded and then Lidl came and took over the premises.
Yeah, okay.
So great for fictitious locals, but apparently problematic when real people in the Donnybrook area are searching for a nearby supermarket.
Oh, of course, of course.
So for some reason, even though it's fake,
it comes up
on Google Maps as if it's the real deal. So RTE's economics and public affairs editor came to the rescue of the very confused woman on the set of Fair City yesterday evening.
Stop.
David Murphy posted online, met a lady outside RTE trying to get in to do her shopping in the Lidl on the Fair City set this evening. It is listed on Google Maps. I gave her directions to Tesco.
Yeah, off
which,
the road.
By the way, Tesco Marion, top tier Tesco.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable,
great.
It's such a good Tesco. That Tesco Marion, great. Fair City Lidl, not real.
Not real.
Not real.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, believe it or not, it is in its 55th year. The Liberties Festival is on this week, celebrating one of Dublin's most vibrant neighbourhoods. And there is one event at it that has caught our eye this week, or should we say our nose. It's called Holding Space, and here to chat all about the exhibition is the artist behind it, Erin Quinn. Erin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us, Erin. You created a multi-sensory art installation for the festival. Can you tell us the inspiration behind Holding Space?
Basically, during lockdown, I did a collaboration with an artist where we created a scent to send to carers all over Ireland, along with the artist's album, music album. And I found that it really connected with people during that disconnected time so much. So I was also thinking a lot about touch and how touch, people are so deprived from touch during lockdown, but also just in general, some people just never have human connection or touch. So I combined the two things together for a festival last year called Another Love Story. And I created this little cocoon of a space where I held people. And I created a scent in response, a sight responsive scent that smelled like the forest in Another Love Story festival.
Oh.
So this year, I have met with community members from the Liberties, and we have had questionnaires and workshops around, you know, what the Liberties smells like to them, their scent memories. We met with elders from the Liberties community. We met with Ukrainians and people who have not been living in the Liberties that long. And we met with secondary students from Warren Mount to see what their thoughts were on the scent. And then we compiled all of the research that we did, and I created a scent called the Liberties.
Okay. So, Erin, can you describe this scent to us? What does it smell like?
Of course, yeah. So in all, there's probably about 23, I think there's 23 ingredients, scent ingredients. But because I use essential oils as well as perfumer's molecules, I can get some really specific scents in there. So some of the top notes, I'd say, would be hay, the smell of hay, because there's a lot of horses in the Liberties.
Mm-hmm.
The smell of horse as well. I got a scent molecule that smells of horse. Beer, of course, and hops. There are also beekeepers in the Liberties, so the scent of honey. There's also a lot of churches, and the smell of church incense was something that came up a lot. So church incense is included in the smell. And the smell of leather. There were tanneries in the Liberties that, there was one, I think, called O'Keefe's that came up, and there was a kind of horrible smell of a tannery, but I thought leather would kind of represent that. And also the smell of rose in... as a dedication to the flower seller, Kathleen Farrell, who passed away in January. So there's a lot of scent notes in there. And I think if you know particular scents that you're looking for, you might be able to find them in the scent, in the overall scent.
It sounds like it smells gorgeous.
It sounds like something I would wear. I like the smell of leather and a church.
Yes, me too. and it's a lot. It's actually, people have said it's quite a comforting scent. So turned out really well.
So Erin, when people go to Liberties Festival this week, how does the exhibition work when they walk in? Do they get kind of hit with a scent straight away, or what's the kind of process when you walk in?
Yeah, so what will happen is they will go into this intimate little space. It'll be just themselves and me. There will be a curtain dividing us, and when they walk into the space, they'll smell the scent of the Liberties, and then they'll sit down in a chair. I will hold their hands anonymously, so they won't see me, I won't see them, and it will just be a moment of connection in that space. And then each person that sits with me will have a little I made little handmade keepsakes that will be scented with the Liberty scent for them to take home with them. And scent has a remarkable way of bringing people back to an exact moment or an emotion or a time. So whenever they hold that and smell that, it will bring them hopefully back to that moment.
This is absolutely fascinating. Erin, I absolutely want to come and see this week. So for myself and anyone else listening who would like to come and experience your exhibition Holding Space this week, do we need to book? Where do you get a ticket, or where will we find you?
So it's running Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday of this week from 6:30 till 8 p.m. in Bridgefoot Street Park. Tickets are on the libertiesfestival.com website under holding space. And tickets are free, but they are required unless you are one of the participants in the workshops or in the very local community of Bridgefoot Park.
Amazing stuff. Erin Quinn, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.